الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بشرح صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سنتنا ومجرمين. أما بعد مدرسة الغرس صدق الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى في الفيديو today نكمل وكنتني على حديث we started yesterday the Sunan al-Fitrah, the Fitrah which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us with. Yesterday we stopped in the topic of al-Khitan, the circumcision. And the circumcision, as we said yesterday, the ulama became in the differences in al-ikhtilaf between the ulama about the circumcisions. Some of the ulama they said it's wajib, and some of the other ulama they said it's recommended, but it's not obligation. And the belief for the group who said this is obligation for the girl, we agree yesterday that circumcision, it is the obligation for, according to the majority of the ulama, for all men. And we know that. The issue here in ikhtilaf, the differences came when we take the case of the woman. So the group of the ulama, they said, those who said it's obligation for the girl, they took the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we mentioned yesterday, the hadith Ummu Atiyyah radiallahu anha wa ba'a, when she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised a woman whom she did that in Medina. And he told her, أشمي ولا تحفي. أشمي, شم, it means, smell it. يعني take something very light from the girl. Very light in order to keep the girl, in desires, actually to enjoy also the sexual intercourse with her husband, which Allah تبارك وتعالى created her to enjoy each other. And ولا تحفي, and don't go deep and take a big part from the woman, private part. So this is will cause the girl to have to be cool, and she doesn't enjoy the sex which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala command the both of them to enjoy each other. So we have to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and not to take a big part from the girl. We have to be careful about this issue, and many, many times, because the Muslim community deal with local women in the area, those who make this surgery, and sometimes they go deep and they take a big part from the private of the woman in circumcisions for the woman, and cause this girl to be like cold, doesn't enjoy it, doesn't satisfy even her husband. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Now, the other issue, the other hadith which prove the ulama take it as the evidence that the girl also she must go for circumcision, al-khitan, khitan. So the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari in Sahih Muslim and others, he said, اختلفت المهاجرين والأنصار. The مهاجرين in Medina and the Ansar, the مهاجرين, those who migrate to Medina, and the Ansar, the ruler of Medina. They became differences against each other. What is the case? Two groups, they sit together and they mention this. فقالت المهاجرين إذا مس الفرج فقد وجب الغسل من غير إنزال. The مهاجرين, they bring this issue, is that if the farj, the private part of the man, touch the private part of the woman without any coming, the man, he doesn't come out, even until touch direct the private farj and the private part of the man with the private part of the woman, that means the ghusl, the shower, full shower, must be obligated, even if the man doesn't come out. Why? Sometimes, while the man meeting his wife, the child came, for example, and knocked at the door, daddy, mommy, and then after that, that both of them, they are meeting each other without any completing. So therefore, both of them, they jump from the bed in order to help the child, whatever it is. If the private part of the man touches the private part of the woman, the muhajirin, they say the ghusl became wajib, obligation for shower for both of them. The Ansar, they said no. Even if the farj of the man touches the farj of the woman, and even without anything come out from the man or the woman, that means you don't need a ghusl, you won't go, go and clean yourself. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari hear that. He ran to Aisha. That's after the death of the Prophet. He ran to Aisha. And who's Abu Musa? Abu Musa is the Qadi. Big Qadi, unknowledgeable in the Quran and Sunnah. But he still need explanation for that. He ran to Aisha. رضي الله عنها وارضاها. And he told her, يا أمة, O mother. قالت نعم. قال إني سائلك سؤال ولكن أستحي منك. Oh my mother, I'm going to ask you a question, but I get embarrassed to ask you this question. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ta'ala, she answered Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, قالت, سلني كما تسأل أمك فأنا أمك. Ask me as you ask your mother because I am your mother. Aisha is a mother for the believers. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he explained to her what happened between the two groups of muhajirin, those immigrants to Medina, and the Ansar from Medina. Then Umm al-Mu'mineen, she mentioned hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا جَلَسَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْنَ شُعَبِهَا الْأَرْبَعَ وَمَسَّ الْخِتَانُ الْخِتَانُ فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْغُسْلُ. إِذَا جَلَسَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْنَ شُعَبِهَا الْأَرْبَعَ وَمَسَّ الْخِتَانُ الْخِتَانُ فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْغُسْلُ وَالْتَقْمِيمِ. If the man sits between the four branches of the woman, that means he has two hands and two legs. If he sits between, because the man is always bleeding, subhanAllah. Now after that, and if we sit, we don't have to embarrass the shikari from our deen. This is the deen. We need to clear it for the Muslim, inshaAllah ta'ala. So if the man sits between the four branches of the woman, the two hands and two legs, and مَسَّ الْخِتَانُ الْخِتَانُ, and the circumcision of the man touches the circumcision of the woman, the ghusl became obligation. So the ulama did from the hadith, the Prophet, when he mentioned the hadith, he mentioned the circumcision of the man and the circumcision of the woman, that's to prove both of them, they should go for what? Circumcision. That is the evidence of the hadith, which is the majority of the ulama took it, that the girl also obligated to go and make the circumcision also, because a lot of Muslims in search. The ulama bring this search, they say it's highly recommended for the girl because she needs it. She needs also to go for circumcision, because if you leave it, the girl, she became wild, very wild. And we need actually to, in Islam, we need everyone, the male and female, to be balanced, to be in the middle, not too wild, not too cold, to be in the middle. Therefore, the Islam came to secure the girl, secure the man in order, and more than that, it's the purification, it is cleaning, because proof, if you leave this skin, the extra skin, which is growing around the farsh of the man, and the extra skin which is growing in the woman is farsh, meaning his private part. If we leave it, it will contain dirt. It will be a problem. It cause infection, and so on and so. In a Muslim country, this case became famous all over today, to be honest with you. Some of the Muslim country, they do that, the Sheikh, sometimes they make a strict law. Not allowed. If we know any doctor does this kind of surgery for the girl, he will be in a jail. So they make it like a strict law in order to say, because there is nothing obligation here and we need one. So this is the mission came from the West, because the West, they took this case and they make it like a big problem about this case. Why? Because they said, this is humiliation for the girl. This actually, this is cause cancer. This is cause whatever it is, and they give you different explanations. Because the West always, they don't go for this kind of surgery for the female. So but in Islam, we have a totally different law, and we need to secure both of them. Women, we need it in Islam to be secure and to be in the middle. Not too wild, not too cold. So therefore, it's permitted in Islam to make the circumcision and in order to control the desire of the girl and also purification for the man to cut this extra piece. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala ala. The other ulama, they say it's not obligation, it is desirable. We need that choice for the girl. Whoever's going to do it, that's fine. Whoever doesn't do it, that's fine. It's upon the girl, it's upon her so and so. But this is, they don't have this, they don't have any hadith, they don't have anything like this, but they say it's fadl. Fadl means if the woman she do it, will be better, but this is not an obligation. But the majority of the ulama, they took it and they found it, with the evidence, as I mentioned it to you in my class, therefore, it is, inshaAllah ta'ala, highly recommended for the girl, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's for al-khitan, some of the fitrah, which Allah ta'ala commanded us to do this sunnah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Yesterday, we talked about second one, al-istihdad. Istihdad, to cut or shave the hair around the private part of the man and the woman. It is fitrah. Sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need also to do that, inshaAllah ta'ala. Al-ibut, not full ibut. To trim the hair under the arm. Also it's recommended in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because we prove, Shaykh Abdullah, we prove this hair, if you leave this hair for a long time until it became heavy, it will cause what? Bad smelling. It will cause like something like it's unpure. You may have like a dirty spot will stick to it, and this is the Islam need you to be complete in clean, inshallah. قال صلى والنظافة من الإيمان. نظافة is mean cleaning is part of your iman. You must be clean. قال تعالى خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Allah said in the Quran, take your adornment at every masjid. Your brother has right over you. So I advise myself before you. Sometimes when I pray in the line, I find bad smelling from the brother. From the brother who doesn't shave me the underarm. From the brother who doesn't use mask. Something like this. This is obligation in Islam. And alhamdulillah, the technology produced a lot of stuff today, inshallah. A bottle of mask, $5. And put it, because your brother has right over you, and Allah has right also before that over you, in order to be clean and smell good. But I hear sometimes, if you fear the fox is smelling bad, you have to take it off. Take it off actually, and don't bother your brother in this way. If you find your clothes is smelling bad, take it out. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us. From this time, we're going to close this, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we'll continue later, inshaAllah ta'ala. Do you have any comments before you leave, inshaAllah ta'ala? Do you have any comments, Sharif? Do you have any comments, inshaAllah, or anything you want to add? Anybody have anything to add or ask questions, inshaAllah, related to this? Because the brother, we understand everybody run to their work, subhanAllah. No. What is that? The khatam, yes. يا شيخ علي again, yes, بارك الله فيك, بارك الله فيك. يا شيخ علي, remember the government of the Muslims, they because of the human rights, and in the United Nations, they open this issue many times, they fear it, that is the humiliation for the girl, that is not so and so. But our Sharia, we follow the Quran and Sunnah. We follow the evidence which comes from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even in my country, they pass the orders. Whoever is going to do that, even the doctor, he will be fired from his job, he's not allowed to do it, and many actually, or even some sheikh from Al-Azhar, they said, no, this is humiliation, they're going to cause the girl to be a dancer, so and so, and they wait because they follow what is the way to say. But our deen is to give you evidence from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he permitted, and all the companions in him, and the Muslim, inshallah, those who knows the religion. Related to the earring in the nose, and so on, so this is from the Sunnah, not from the Sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone, because it's never proved from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companion, and the woman, never proved that they put that, actually, earring in the nose. Yes, it's proved in the earring. But in the nose, this is a Hindu custom, and this is not from the Islam at all. There is no evidence in any hadith or any statement came from the ignorance of scholar to prevent this one. But the problem, we deal with this situation because of the culture, because of the tradition that people grow up, they found this system, but it's not from the Islam at all. So, and the circumcision is from the Islam, based on two hadiths, which I mentioned to you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Hadith Ummu Atiyah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shummi ashummi wa la tahuffi. Smell, it means when you take very light and don't ever go deep. And the second hadith Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, when he ran to Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, and he asked her about the circumcision, and the Prophet he mentioned in the hadith is the circumcision part of the man touch the circumcision part of the woman without any sin to come out, the ghusl, the shower, became obligation. Allahu A'lam, Shaykh. That's what we have, inshaAllah. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to teach all of us, inshaAllah Ta'ala, again. This, inshaAllah, will be in our slide, inshaAllah Ta'ala, for review. And whoever can have anything else, hadith, to bring in evidence from the Quran and Sunnah that is up, is undesirable, was not obligation, or is forbidden, please give it to us, inshaAllah, we'll study together, inshaAllah, by every time, this is the evidence, we will say, inshaAllah, JazakumAllah, keep listening, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, shaitan, and the end, 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 and the